The character powers, if you look under blue, black, purple, there's the new 5-star Hulk that I have listed. But I put an asterisk on him, and that asterisk references down at the bottom right the Hulk alternate, which is a red-green.
Right.
That's the best way I knew to put that on there.
I love his alternate red. That's possibly the best name power in the whole game. One day I was playing some PvP, I think, and I wanted to see what it was going to take to place well. And I was like, okay, I'm doing okay, but, you know, I want to see who this... I like to look at the top people in my slice to see how they ended up in my slice.
Right.
The person I clicked on, her first character was a championed Phoenix. I was like, I'm out! I was like, it's probably still not that good, but you've championed Phoenix. I don't like you anymore. Hey, let's start the show.
Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 47th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, Sneaky Beat 15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hot. It's hot. Too
Seriously.
Hot in the hot tub.
And exciting news, like, right off the bat.
Okay.
Like, mind-blowing news. The entire structure of the show has changed. We are now the Poke Warriors 3. We will be telling you about our Pokemon Go adventures. I don't think I've played Puzzle Quest in the last 5 days.
You're fired.
Which is in no way true, but...
All lies. Everything I just said was a lie. I've played considerably more of this game than I have.
I would just assume that the new game plays exactly like the cartoon taught me 20 years ago. All I need is an electric rat, and everything else falls to my will.
Nope.
Because nothing can stand up to an electric rat.
As usual, you are mistaken.
You are completely mistaken, because I watched that show when I was much younger, and you have to have a special love and companionship and not call it an electric rat, so you could never win.
Yeah.
True story.
What do you got there? I got a stone-type Pokemon. It's completely immune to electricity. I don't care. I got a rat that shoots electricity. I still win. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. What do you got there? I got a dried fire-breathing dragon that can melt mountains. Electric rat. Boom.
I do like the fact that Craig has no experience with it, and he is an expert, which is just about everything out there.
All I watched was the cartoon. I have never played a Pokemon game.
I haven't until this one. Two, I can only hope that somewhere out there there's a really angry, bitter Pokemon, and you would find it, then you could go on to win. You could bond with it and just talk about how all the other Pokemon suck and that they're electric rats.
Isn't that what Meowth is for?
Oh, I guess. I suppose.
So maybe I should get in the game and see if I could just go find a Meowth. All right, enough of that game. Let's talk about this
Team
game.
Team Craig blasting off once again.
Ian completely derailing the show instantly, just like always.
I was just trying to save Ray some derailment in the listener comments later.
I'm trying to keep the show on point. All right, covering the week of July the 13th through the 20th, 2016. Or as we know in State College, the evil that is Arts Fest week.
Mm.
Ooh.
So
I'm interested because I don't live there anymore.
Oh. So yeah, if you want to come down this weekend and go to Arts Fest and or Other Arts Fest, the People's Choice would
other
also
arts,
be running.
Other Arts Fest is a jam. Yeah. I will consider that.
So that'll be going on this weekend.
Okay.
All right. What you got going this week? Your Deadpool dailies. Just not on Saturday because Ray has us fighting a demon and we got to kill this demon. Demon. Today was a red get in the cage. Thursday's green Rocket and Groot. Friday, blue Spidey. Saturday, blue Daredevil. Sunday, green She-Hulk. Monday, purple Deadpool. Tuesday, red Gamora. And next Wednesday is a red Black Widow. For your 5-day 4-star crash. The 11th was not Quake, because I think it's never Quake. It was Carnage. I was able to beat that one. How fair, you guys?
I still do not own a single Carnage cover, so I was... not only did I not participate, I was unable to participate.
Oh, well, there
but
you go.
I know you did win last time, because you can just throw your symbiote size with wild abandon, and I'm not surprised that you won this time, so good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two covers. I think I have them at 110. I looked at them. I knew I couldn't put any ISO in and just said no. So no, nothing.
All right, then. Coming up on the 16th is The Thing, in theory.
That's a strong theory.
Versus the Human Torch.
See where my... How's everyone's thing? I got to look at mine.
Asking character questions, I don't know.
It's clobbering time. do you have that sheet up that just tells you everybody's stuff that Sigma Blade maintains for me?
I could.
I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared, even though I do look at this before the show starts and I could prepare. I'm simply not.
Mine is at 542.
You got it.
Easy. He's level 101, though, so I may have to
dump a little ISO into him. Some. Yeah.
You're at 103.
Not happening, but I'll try.
Yeah, seems unlikely. I'm trying to find mine still. I have no idea. I thought I'd leveled him up some, but apparently I was wrong. Oh, I have him at 352 as well. Level 147. So I can't dump any ISO into him.
Your big one is the protect other people, which does not help you in a one-on-one.
Right. Yeah. The 5 is useless. So I've got him at 302.
Yeah. You can give it a go.
Yeah. I don't remember last time. I might have done it last time. I have him at 147. I had to have loved him for some reason.
Yeah. Well, for a while there, you had thing covers when none of us had thing covers.
Right. So and then it stopped.
Changed. Yeah, apparently.
Well, and you have a problem with command points, Craig, and you're just open. And you open so many 4-star covers when it comes to the, what did you get this week? You're like, I don't know. Is this a game? Did I get covers? Oh, wait, I got 10.
Wait, you speaking from the guy who has like 400 unopened tokens.
There's a story about that later. It's good.
You opened them all?
No.
Oh, the story's terrible then. I think we should have a whole show which is nothing but us just sitting there while Ian clicks the buttons and tells us every single cover.
It'd be
one of those YouTube videos that you instantly want to claw your eyes out because it's just opening tokens over and over and over again.
1-star Spider-Man. 1-star Spider-Man. Green Juggernaut. Next.
Ooh, Moonstone. your story events. Prodigal Son is wrapping up, most likely for everyone in the next day. 37,000 gets you a Blue Ragnarok, 86,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get a Nick Fury, and 11 through 200 get Spidey. Dark Avengers is coming up next, 18,500 for Spidey, 39 for the CP. Top 10 folks get X-Force Deadpool, and 11 through 200 get Battery Man. PvP, right now, Trial by Combat, the She-Hulk event is running. 800 for Red She-Hulk, 1K for the Black Fantastic, 1300 for the CP. Top spot is another Fury. And 2 through 100 are Colossus covers.
Sweet.
I have no idea what the next event is because it hasn't posted yet.
I was going to say, I assume it's Real Steel, but...
That would make sense.
Could change it up and throw in a 4-star that I'm unprepared for.
All right, now to the actual news. So all the information has finally been released, and it was, in fact, Bruce Banner, Hulk.
Correct.
Not World War Hulk, not as exciting as it could have been, but boy, he still looks pretty freaking exciting.
Oh, he does so many things.
Yeah, it's... changing back and forth and doing things, but let's get through to that.
Okay.
All right, so for the details on these powers, the blue is called Gamma Ray Experiment. That was his first passive. At the start of your turn, if there's fewer than 7 green in the board, deal 272 damage and transform one random tile to green. As you go up in levels, it does stuff.
Yeah, I would say we really nailed that one last show.
That it was Hulk.
Well, no, that this particular
that
power
was the green?
On, and how it functions.
At level 5, it's if there's fewer than 7 green, it's still 272 damage, but now it transforms two random basic or enemy attack, protect, or strike tiles to green. So it's getting rid of special tiles for you, too, so that's pretty sweet.
Sure.
His black power tells me that he used to work at Enron because he is the smartest guy in the room. it creates 3 strength 190 attack tiles and an additional strength 190 enemy attack tile for each non-downed ally. So at level, it's going to alternate between going up damage and so forth. At level 5, it's 3 attack tiles for you of 326 strength and an enemy attack strength of 190.
Wait.
So I'm not sure why he's so smart if he's making your enemies stronger, but...
Right,
yeah.
Can you read me what the scenario is that causes my enemies to get tiles?
For each non-downed ally.
Okay, so if it's you plus 2 people, you're giving him 2 tiles.
Right, every time.
Yeah.
You're getting three tiles of slightly better power, but you're giving up two. Yeah.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, I know.
The flavor text says that he takes charge, earning the ire of his peers and fracturing team unity. So
okay.
At max level, it's kind of crazy. The attack tiles are 13, 11 strength each, and you get 3 of those. But the enemy is getting 765 attack tiles, you know, so they're getting a couple of those.
Right. So it's almost twice as good for you.
It's way better than twice as good.
Because you get an extra tile.
Right, exactly. It's another one of those characters like Patch, where you're just going to have to manage those tiles you're throwing out.
Sure.
All right. And then the purple power is, I suppose, an homage to the movie. It's the other guy. If you have 10 or more green AP and you don't have one already, creates a 2-turn transform tile, countdown tile. When this goes off, Banner turns into the Hulk. Hulk replaces Banner until downed, and here's an interesting new mechanic. Makes matches for his team at the start of the turn. So he's going to automatically make a match.
Right.
Yeah, that's his passive power now.
Right. It goes up in level, you require less green AP to become Hulk. At level 5, it is down to 6. So when he turns into Hulk, here's what happens. Green, he goes from being, blue, black, purple, into being Juggernaut-type green-red. His green power is Smash for 9 green, deals 16, 28 damage to the enemy team. This goes up as he levels at max level. It is 5,608 damage to the enemy team. That's pretty brutal. His red power is... Anyone give this a go?
Grog!
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Yeah, gold star. at the start, that's his red power. It's a passive. At the start of each turn, Hulk makes a match for you, dealing damage but receiving no AP. This clears lines and creates critical tiles as normal, but you don't get the extra turn. When the Hulk is downed, he switches back to being Banner.
Cool.
So once he's in Hulk mode, you have to kind of down him twice. You have to convert him back to Banner. And then beat him down again.
Yeah, I'm wondering how the hit points are going to work on that. I mean, when he starts off, do you get a set number of Hulk hit points? That then when they go away, you go back to your Banner hit points wherever he was previously?
Yeah, I don't know. Or do they share one bank of hit points? Well, no, it can't, because you have to be able to down Hulk.
Right, exactly.
I don't know, but there is no details.
But that is fantastic. I mean, you can go into Hulk mode, smash around. When he gets taken out, go back into Hulk mode. I mean, it's like an infinite number of temporary characters. You know what I'm interesting? It looks very powerful.
I'm trying to read a little bit in the Marvel article to see if there's any talk about the hit points.
Yeah, I was trying to buy you some time, but I ran out of steam.
Yeah, well, I'm not finding anything. I don't know. If I were designing it, I would make it be like half as many hit points as Banner has, but that's just what I would do.
I don't know. I'm expecting it to be a set number of hit points for Hulk Smash.
For each Hulk?
Yeah. We'll see. It nothing that I see says.
Yeah, it could be. If you look at the piecing together article, the animations and things look pretty sweet. Some of the cover arts and...
Yeah, absolutely.
The animations look like they're going to be really, really nice. So, looking forward to getting a Hulk, and I'm sure I'll fail in the event when he becomes available, because that's normally what happens. But he is going to be available starting tomorrow, July 14th. So, there you go. Other big changes.
Deadpool Daily.
Which one are you going to do first? Power-ups or Deadpool Daily Vault? Take your pick.
Deadpool, there was... go to power-ups, because I'm unprepared for that.
Oh, okay. New announcement is new updates to powered-up levels. So... Hi-Fi posted something from Anthony over at Demiurge. Starting on the 14th, they'll be updating the amount of levels characters gain when powered up. This is going to start in Dark Avengers Heroic Story and in the Real Steel PvP. So there you go.
Hey, it looks like Real Steel is the next PvP.
So your 4 stars powered up, the weekly power-ups, the minimum is now going to be 140. The maximum is 366, up from 350. And Max Champion is going up to 479 from 455. 3 stars or minimum is going to be 100 instead of 95. Max is going to be 249 instead of 240. And Champion is 367 instead of 355. For featured story power-ups, 4 stars are going to a minimum of 175, which is up from 160. A max of 375, up from 360. And Max Champion of 475, up from 460. The 3 stars is 138 from 134, 264 from 260, and 356 from 352. So the 4 stars are getting a much bigger boost than the 3 stars. Featured versus power-ups, 4 stars Minimum is 160 from 164.5. I don't know why the point of the half level was, but there you go. The maximum is 386, used to be 375. Max champion is 499, up from 480. The three stars are staying the minimum of 145. Their max is 294, up from 290. And max champion is 412, up from 397.
Yeah, so it looks like the three stars got a little bit of a boost. When they get boosted, they get a little bit of a higher maximum. But the four stars got a decent up. So a four star getting boosted is likely going to be a little bit better.
Well, a gen just means that during your PvP, the people who have the fully covered four stars are going to have a much bigger advantage.
Yep.
Did we lose Ian? Is he gone?
A little bit. Just took a little nap. You just said so many numbers in a row. I followed almost none of what you said, other than people are going to be boosted more than they are now.
Okay. That's the TLDR.
All right. Sweet.
And then the other big news, which came out Friday?
Yeah.
It was Friday. The Deadpool Daily Vaults have changed. This started on the 12th, so everyone should have noticed this yesterday.
It was a birthday present from me.
Seriously, it's a ray in ISO in those vaults now.
They've added an additional 27,500 ISO to the vault for a total of 92,500. They also increased the percentage to get an ISO 8 reward to 32%, up from 11%. To account for that, they removed 21 5 health packs. In fact, why don't you just remove more? Because, man, I hate getting health packs. But they added 3 10 health packs, of which I've gotten 2 of those already.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Ugh. Ugh.
I've got nothing but 2 stars from those. So.
And they've added 46 moonstones. Well, all right. What they say is random 2-star character rewards. In my world, they've added 46 more moonstones.
Right.
But they gave us a nice convenient chart. It is up on the forums. I can blow through it super fast. There's 1 legendary token, 1 featured 4-star, 1 random 4-star, 1 5 featured 3 stars on day 1, 5 featured 3 stars on day 2, 5 featured 3 stars on day 3, 5 featured 4 stars on day 4, 5 featured 3 stars on day 5. 9 random 3 stars, 1 1,000 hero points, 12 250 hero points, 1 10,000 ISO, 2 5,000 ISO, 9 1,500 ISO, 33 1,000 ISO, 52 500s, 21 5 health packs, 3 10 health packs, and a now whopping 129 random moonstones. So nice. There you go. So I'm liking it. I like more ISO.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
The fact that they reduced the number of health packs, but then increased the what you can get in the 10 health packs. I'm all about that. That's fantastic. Less chance of getting health packs. More chance of getting ISO and bigger ISO rewards.
Yeah, good stuff. Can't complain about those changes.
Right. There was one other minor Deadpool change, which I had never encountered, so I was stunned to see it.
Okay.
They said, Hi-Fi said that, I guess previously, you could, on the traditional first stop on the Deadpool Daily Ladder, the 1-star challenge, that guy from that place, he said that 4 stars will no longer be showing up in that fight. Right. I have never encountered a 4-star in that fight. I've never encountered bigger than a 2-star in that fight, to be honest, but they won't be there anymore.
Okay. If it happened, I didn't even notice.
No, not at all. It happens in the third fight. Like, third time's a charm, I often see a 4-star get peppered into there, but never during my 1-star fight. I would have panicked had that ever happened to me. But I guess a level, a 4-star character set at level 20 is not that much more menacing than a 2-star set at level 20.
Hmm.
Either way, they're gone. You're free from that burden.
So we got a comment on Discord that infinite health packs was not great, but a lot of people, the taco tokens were an important resource for PvP in order to get your health packs to continue fighting in the PvP. I guess that is true. That's kind of a counter to my enjoyment of reduced health packs. I just hate getting them.
Right? I'm with you. I'm the type of player who would prefer the ISO and developing my characters rather than the, I guess we would call them, I will call them power player types, which hoard, taco tokens, hoping to go get those health packs so that they can continue to power through PvP.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that style of play. It's just not for me.
Right.
So I like that this one is falling in my court.
Yeah, I've never done that with taco tokens. I'm always wanting covers from that, so.
Yeah, I only hoard them if both 4-star covers look a little janky.
Janky.
Then I wait until the next round.
Sorry, that struck me funny. I don't know why.
that's quite all right.
All right, well, that's the news for the week. Ray, what's in the mailbag?
Holy crap. Again, a ton of comments. I whittled them down pretty good, though. So if I didn't mention you, sorry. the last week it went kind of long. So AstroMonkey9, we posted his image on the webpage, his Hulk at one hit point that he couldn't surpass because of that board shake bug. He couldn't get a reset. He said that he was honored that he got the episode image. I did want to mention David Franklin. I don't know if he's commented before, but he said that that screenshot was the saddest thing he's seen since Travis had to put one in Old Yeller's face.
Wow!
Spoilers on Old Yeller.
Now, who here cried when Old Yeller got shot?
I have to say that I never saw it while I was a kid, so I have to.
I was
going to
say, and I have really bad pet allergies, so I've never been able to make that kind of a connection with an animal, short of my old goldfish Don Tickles, but I don't want to talk about that on the air.
I'm sorry. So, but didn't you just talk about that on the... Anyway.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get into it.
Sure.
So no, I don't remember being that... You know, there have been lots of movies where I have started to cry. I mean, and some of them have been borderline inappropriate. I mean, I was probably... You know, I was a grown man when I saw the fourth installment of the Harry Potter series, and I cried when Cedric's father saw his dead body there in the middle of the field.
That's a good scene.
Yeah, it is. It was rough. But Old Yeller, not so much.
Hmm.
Greg?
It's also, it's just a big line from you know, a movie. So
what's that?
It's from Stripes.
You were quoting something?
I was.
Come on, Greg.
It's a line from Stripes.
Of course it was.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
All right, I'm moving on.
Okay. Ian keeps derailing the show. I can't help you.
I believe this is a new user, UMD78. He had a fun Daredevil fact that the ambush tile will go off even if Daredevil is killed when the tile is matched. Interesting. We talked about the Daredevil tile. Had no idea that was the case. But in any case, I think this was the first time he commented, so I wanted to bring it up. And he did say that he loves a podcast. He listened to the last three episodes, and he's going to go back to the beginning. So hopefully,
yeah, get them all.
Gotta get them all. That's the theme for this week, I guess. One comment that Craig made last got a lot of responses. So,
Craig's had something divisive? Crazy!
D-Wing Illinois said he was considering taking the week off from commenting on our show, but he said he was going to take a week off because of the high level of snark that has been creeping into his comments. He said that then the boiled goat skull happened. Wow. Leonard said, quote, have you ever seen a goat skull when they boil it down? End quote. I'm terrified. And Jordan from Jersey said, I've never seen a boiled down goat skull because I'm not a serial killer.
Hey, I sent an image to these two guys during the show last week to prove my point, and I'm still saying he's a goat.
Hey, well, I'm fine with that because I did see the image. My next follow-up would be like, uh-huh, Jordan, that's exactly what a serial killer would say.
A next topic that also involves Craig. Steve Palm asks, in font size 28, I think, on the webpage, how the heck do you not know Anna Kendrick? Go watch Pitch Perfect as soon as possible. It's right up your alley. Which, I have to agree with that, but in any case.
Yeah, both parts somehow. Craig wouldn't hate that, probably. And I don't know how you... I kind of do. I know that if you have become an A-list celebrity in the last 9 years, Craig probably hasn't heard of you.
Yeah, that's mostly true.
But that's not true. She's a singer. It's a singer
she
in
is?
A movie. How do you not Pitch Perfect? It's about singing.
That doesn't make her a singer.
She is. She had a number. It was definitely a top 40. I don't know if Cups ever made it to number one, but she has a song called Cups. You can look it up on the YouTube.
Huh.
Jeff Duggan, however, said on the topic of Anna Kendrick that he thought that we should be glad that we didn't know that she also has a supporting role in the Twilight trilogy, which that is correct. I would never, ever know who had a supporting role in the Twilight trilogy.
I did see the first one of those.
I'm sorry.
And then the vampires all shine bright like a diamond. And I was like, this is retarded. And I quit watching it. Why do the vampires shine in the sunlight? I just don't understand why that's a thing.
Good quote, though. Poor Rihanna is turning over in her grave every time she hears you see that.
Yeah, if we could get lucky and Rihanna disappeared, that'd be good.
No way, she's delight.
Yeah.
She seems nice, and I like most of her songs. Really?
I hate that song.
Ah, I used to like that song, and then you made fun of it, and I liked it even more.
Next comment that I don't know how to pronounce this name whatsoever. Jen Dam Seaglin? I don't know. That's a long name. It's got a lot of parts. Explained who D-Man was. If you remember one of the characters that Star-Lord shouts out, hey, look, it's
right.
D-Man.
Yes.
Posted reference. I had no idea that apparently it is a pro wrestler turned superhero that wears Wolverine's old brown costume with a massive D on his chest.
Well, yeah, it's apparently like a combo of like Daredevil's old costume with Wolverine's old costume.
Yeah, thanks for... I had no idea. Leonard actually pointed out that he is currently part of Sam Wilson's Cap team, along with Misty Knight and the New Falcon. So, okay.
Yep, makes me want to run right out and read that.
That was all news on me. Jason Jones asked that if Luke Cage does in fact have unbreakable skin, how did he get his ears pierced for those gold stud earrings?
I would argue that those happened before puberty, so his mutant power had not yet kicked in.
I'll take that.
Okay, another comment, somebody replied to that, actually the same person, Jen Dam C. Glint, Damp, Glint, whatever, however it's pronounced, you'll have to let me know, posted and said that it's canon that those are cute, stylish clip-ons.
Oh.
So there you go.
Oh, all right.
I like my answer better.
Unfortunately, it was wrong.
Yeah, apparently.
But yeah, that would be, and man, if that person posts a phonetic spelling of their username, that'd be so sweet. I'm really pulling for that for next week.
One comment from the D3 forum, Dark Nova said that he would like to retract his earlier comment and recommendation that every one of our posts should be sticky to the top of the page. Because anything that makes Craig burst into song is a bad idea, and he hopes the ears of the world will one day forgive him.
Oh, wait, that was a sweet song.
So he also suggested that, well, he said that this last episode was a twice listen because he missed too much from laughing the first time around. And he suggested that Ian and I need some sort of an America's Got Talent style buzzer where we could cut your microphone off.
Yeah, but I think the problem is, of this group, I'm pretty sure I'm Simon Cowell, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, and for this group, I think we would have to go, old school gong show.
Oh, yeah.
You are definitely our very own Gene the Dancing Machine.
His last comment was that D3, he wants them to hurry up and declare us the official MPQ podcast, which I can't get aboard with that fast enough.
Fast enough. Strong enough, yeah.
Chloe had something that she brought up. She brought up that the speed increase in the level button, we talked about it before it happened, but I don't think we talked about it since. Have you tried that button, the level up button?
I have never tried that button. I only use it, you know, to take them to the max, or I just don't
it
do it.
It is super fast now. It is.
Wait a minute. You only either max a character or you don't level them at all?
Like, to whatever the max, you know, based on the number of covers they have. It doesn't have to be to, you know, their absolute maximum. But if, like, the highest I can take a 4-star at the moment is, like, 131, then they take them to 131. Or I leave them at 70.
You are so weird.
I started doing that, but it's because I didn't want to hold that other button down. but no, I've used it. It is incredibly, they upped it a lot. Also, I wanted to, with that speed improvement, do you guys use Loki at all? His, what's it called? Where he puts out the one we were just talking about.
Where he shuffles the board? Oh, no, the mischief where he steals your
right.
stuff?
I drink your milkshake.
I drink your milkshake?
That they sped up a whole bunch. Instead nice. Of it going off and you going, oh, I take one of your AP. Oh, I take another one. It's like, bam, 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 bam. Okay, go. It's really fast.
Well, because, you know, it has the potential of also causing a cascade, so I was okay with it. With its former pace.
Right, and if it does cause, you know, a match, that slows it down a little, but it's
right.
actually not a pain to use anymore, so.
Nice.
Now if we can just, like, quadruple the speed of any power that shuffles the board.
Nope. Keep them shuffling nice and slow.
Because, man, I hate it when I hear the, you know, shooka 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 shooka, and I'm like, oh, why would you just end?
Do you like the Quake reshuffle okay? Because it's just boom.
I love the Quake reshuffle. The Quake reshuffles the same way it does when there's no matches left on the board.
Right. Really fast.
That should be a song, right?
What's that?
The Quake Reshuffle? That's totally got to be a hit for one summer where people do weird dances in the streets.
Where there's a whole bunch of, there's a big YouTube trend
yeah.
where people film their own Quake reshuffles.
And they all do the Quake reshuffles.
It could be the song of the summer.
It could be. It'll be the first video episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Is us doing the Quake reshuffle,
the Quake reshuffle?
On a YouTube video.
Oh, man.
On that note, an email from Nigel Regal. He said that, I think this is toward Craig as well. We love the roundabout ways to win matches. He set up Scarlet Witch, Kingpin, and Old Man Logan. So Scarlet Witch generates purple to feed Kingpin,
yep.
who generates yellow, who then feeds yep. Old Man Logan. You get 9 blacks, and you convert Old Man Logan to his other form and use yellow as an AoE to kill the enemy team.
I like it.
That is... A roundabout. I can't even imagine using Old Man Logan
yeah,
like that.
It's, I was going to say, that is delightfully roundabout. I sometimes use the Scarlet Witch with the Kingpin because I always know I'll have a friendly countdown tile for him to blow up with his big pokey finger.
Right.
Yeah, and then she just puts it back again.
Yeah.
That is an excellent
but,
point.
Man, yeah, that was a whole long way to get there, but I liked it.
And another email that we got, the name of the person was Anonymous, please. So... I'm going to read this in entirety. So I'm assuming it's a he, but they like the show. They say, keep it up. They listen every week. The question is about cupcakes. I only found about these recently when I started asking about how people got such crazy scores in PvP. I don't understand all the details, but apparently it's some kind of system where you build up a big score and then change your defensive team so that the people can defeat them really quickly and rack up insane numbers. Apparently there are a whole lot of groups of people who agree to do this for each other. And once they found out about it, they took the wind out of their sails a bit. They really love the game, but it seems awful. Like a lot of people are colluding, and it seems kind of dirty. The argument people say is that it's fully possible within how the game plays, and if the developers wanted to stop it, they would do something to stop it. And they wanted to hear what we had to say, our opinions on the whole cupcake thing, and whether or not the developers should do something to put an end to it.
Yeah. All those things are true. The only way you could stop it is take away shields.
How would that stop it?
Because then you're not going to put out a team to get beat down because you'll lose all your points. Like, you put out your cupcake team after you shield yourself so that people, when people attack you, you don't lose any points.
Well, you can't put it out after you shield. You'd have to, like, shield directly
right,
after
but
the fight,
you play one match with your crap team, and then you immediately shield.
So I'm under the impression that once you shield, maybe this is incorrect, that you... are far less likely to be picked for an attack.
I don't think that's true.
Right, I think you just don't suffer from it. Because whenever I shield and come back, it says, this is how many times you were attacked, you would have lost this many points.
Right.
See, I when I play, I get to a certain point, and I start getting attacked immensely. I shield, and the attacks stop.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't know the details. This sounds like, you know, it's a level of gameplay that is, you know, beyond where I operate. The only part that was a turnoff for me, because... was if, you know, in this email, if that's the actual excuse for why cupcaking is okay, I mean, that's like saying, well, they wouldn't, clearly they want me to steal their car or else they would have locked the door. Like, that's just irresponsible. And, you know, I guess, you know, in a way, shame on you. If that's, you know, what you think is fair, then your sense of fairness is unbalanced and you're a disappointing person. However, if you're so desperate to cash in on PvP that you're willing to go through that much work, enjoy your life.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I've never wanted to put that much work into getting that high. I just...
Right.
I mean, it is absolutely the idea that it is collusion. Absolutely. There's no question about that. I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about it. I guess I just I don't care enough.
Yeah. Apathy. That's the way to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I suppose you could make different points brackets for those who have shielded and those who have not. So all the people who spend on shields are competing against each other for all those big points?
No, that doesn't work because I do use shields. I don't use
them
for this reason.
Then you'll be in that bracket.
No, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
I use
shields. I'm trying to give you an option to fix it.
I use shields. Like, if I get up around 800, I'll use a shield, like a 3-hour shield, to prevent from losing all my points before it ends. But I don't do shield hopping, and I certainly don't do this. So I never get high enough to be able to do this. I do take... See, here's the other thing. It is, while it is collusion, anybody can attack those cupcakes.
Correct.
I've seen them, and, you know, it's like, oh, you get 75 points for these, like, 2 stars that are here. And, yeah, I'm going to attack that every time.
Yeah, but I mean, you can attack it once, and then it goes. Then it's off your radar, right? You can't search that person and continue to attack them.
Correct.
Yeah, well, whatever. You can keep hitting skip 1,000 times until they come back around.
Sure, go nuts.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the thing.
I'm slightly disappointed, but not that. Not off put enough that I would that it's going to spur me into action.
Yeah, but anyway, that's what it's about. That's cupcakes.
Yeah, we'll have to see if maybe if we're bringing on Noble Browncoat. I think he's been doing a lot of the higher level PvP. Maybe he has a little bit more information on it as well. Sure. Or we can bring Brian back on.
Sure, he loves to talk about this.
Yeah,
but you know he's going to have to cancel then that Star Trek show.
It's very possible. No problem. I'm sure he would consider it.
Okay.
So there you go. That was the last comment.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. It's time.
Oh my God! What time is it?
For the feature character. Of the week.
Feature character of the week.
This week, it's brought to you by Comatose Sentry. Are you looking for a fat, retired old man to work as mall security? Rush over to call Comatose Sentry for when you're required to at least appear to care. Comatose Sentry.
Oh, that is another good one. This gives me a little bit extra to look forward to every week. Oh, all right. So, this week's featured character of the week brought to you by Comatose Sentry. Are you hoping to kill Duncan while he sleeps? Rely on a Comatose Sentry. Now, there were so many possibilities for a sing-along with Craig for this character. I couldn't possibly pick one, so I didn't know if I should just give you all of them and let you decide, or skip it altogether.
Oh, I want all of them.
Well, I mean, there was obviously... Don't just stand there, bust a Hulk. Just bust a move. There was the dan-it, Hulk busters. And
that's pretty topical right now.
Right, and then there was Hulk Buster Poindexter with feeling hot, hot, hot. Ole, ole, ole,
ole. Who are you going to call?
Hulkbusters!
Poor Ray Parker Jr.
still making money off that song.
I know! Still singing that. Still singing, going around to state fairs everywhere singing that song.
As the clue said, in the MCU, the Hulkbuster suit was called Veronica.
Oh yeah, I guess if you want to do that, you could do Veronica by Elvis Costello.
Yeah, you lost me.
Okay. Anyway, back to it. Hulkbuster! He is a red, black, and blue. He has a red power called Repulsor Punch. It costs 9. He drains all his red AP and deals 76 damage for each. At level 5, it just keeps going up and up and up. And one day, as always, he hopes to deal 630 damage for his max level per AP that he uses. So that is quite a bit of damage. That seems to be the key to winning with Hulkbuster, is punching a hole through their chest using Repulsor Punch. He's got black AP.
Or from the movie, punching in the face, especially the Hulk. Go to sleep, go to sleep,
go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
Let's see, Overdrive. It's a cost 11 black AP. It deals 776 damage to Iron Man, but gains 5 red AP and creates 2 yellow strike tiles of strength 64. As he increases in levels, those strike tiles get better. Then he makes more red AP. Then he makes more red AP and the strike tiles get better. Then he makes more red AP and the strike tiles get the best. Let's see. At the maximum, he is doing 1,541 damage to himself while gaining 9. Count them, 9 red AP and 2 strike tiles for 354 damage. That is a lot. That's a good power. Man, I gotta get me some more of those overdrives. Alright, lastly, possibly leastly, Hulk Proof. He converts 4 basic green tiles to red and creates 1 blue protect tile, strength 18. As he levels up... Oh, this is a blue power. It costs 9 AP. As he is leveling up, then he creates 2 protect tiles. Then he converts 5 basic greens. Then he creates 3 protect tiles. Then he converts 7 basic greens and creates 3 protect tiles, strength increasing again. So he one day hopes to achieve the conversion of 7 green tiles while creating 3 strength 72 protect tiles. Hulkbuster. He's getting there for me. He's nowhere near where he needs to be, but clearly, again, I say clearly like I know how to play this game, but clearly 5-5-3. Someone tell me that I'm right or wrong.
See, I've been debating making mine 5-3-5.
You.
So, I have my Hulkbuster. He was my most recent champion. He is my second 4-star champion.
Yes.
And when I championed him, I hate hurting myself, so I put him at 5-3-5.
Oh, 9 red AP. 9!
Yeah.
And those strength tiles are enormous!
So my argument, here's my argument for what I did. What I've been using him as the filler with my X-Force Wolverine and Iron Fist. Iron Fist to generate black, X-Force Wolverine to use that black, and Hulkbuster gives me the red and blue color fill. So I've been using I've been using him that way. And also, in a PvP where if you're fighting a character who's biggest, strongest color is red, I can use the blue, douse the board in red, and then use the surgical strike of X-Force Wolverine to turn that into just a deadly damage.
Sure.
So it's been working great. However, just before leaving work, I was messaged by one Stinkbomb who asked me who the feature character of the week was, and I told him, and he said, 5-5-3, there's no question. You've been playing him like an idiot. And so here's his argument. Now, he gave me a full argument that I'm not going to read the whole thing, but
yeah.
But it is an excellent argument. And the summary is that if you max that out, you're doing 1541 damage to yourself, but you're guaranteed with that 9 red to be getting a repulsor punch. So you're doing at least the 5670 from that, plus the 708 damage from the strike tiles that are out there,
right?
Plus the next match, which is going to be another 708 added to that, and that's minimal,
right?
So basically, yeah, you're taking 1500 points of damage for a guaranteed 7000 points of damage to one enemy.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm going back to agreeing with you. I'm probably going to restructure him as a 5-5-3 here shortly.
I suppose you could throw Kamala Khan in there to try and mitigate some of that.
you could always do that. That is true. She is never unreliable when it comes to that.
Right. 1541 is not a whole lot if you're healing 900 points every turn. Yeah.
Of course, I think I would also throw Cyclops in that group just to keep making all the red with his...
with his yellow?
Look at my butt power.
Yeah. Another reliable choice. Reliable, unlike a comatose sentry.
true that.
Comatose sentry. Worried about the void getting unleashed? Hit him over the head with something big and get yourself a comatose sentry. No one likes that character anyway. Hulkbuster, brought to you by comatose sentry.
So I currently have mine at 355. I haven't championed him yet because usually I wait until I get a 14th cover.
Right.
But I may just dump a bunch of ISO into him just to get him up to max.
Yeah, I got my 14th cover. That's why he made it up there.
Because I've been just sitting on ISO recently, so I have 445,000 ISO at the moment. So
I would say that's a lot, except it's not.
Used to be a lot. Not anymore.
When you start championing 4-stars, 300,000 ISO disappears instantly.
Yeah. All right. This week's Dying on the Vine is brought to you by Raul's Wild Kingdom, reminding you that turtles are nature's suction cup. Raul's Wild Kingdom, where we teach poodles to fly.
Aw, man.
I'll do my vine because it's super quick. It's pretty much similar to last week. I still have a purple Star-Lord that's got 6 days on it. And I'm now up to 5 yellow 2-star Captain Marvels that are just waiting around for me to get enough to re-champion her. That's all I got.
Well, there you go. Shall I go next?
Sure.
So mine is slightly more complicated. As I think I mentioned last time, I spent all my ISO on Hulkbuster to get him championed, and then got a 14th cover for my Nick Fury.
Nick, yeah.
So since then, I have been doing nothing but trying to maximize ISO as much as possible. I'm getting there. I'm definitely going to make it, but I still am going to need to sell at least 2 of my champion 2-stars. I have 6 days left. I'm at 154,000. I need near 300,000 to champion him. So I have, the Dying on the Vine would be a long list, because I have 18 covers in my roster, right, sitting there waiting, because I've been saving up my 2-stars so that when I sell off the two stars, I can immediately replenish them.
Sure.
So, yeah, but that is basically it. I imagine I have 6 days and 2 hours left, so by the time we meet again, I should have a champion Nick Fury and a couple less championed two stars.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it for that.
Ian, what you got?
My vine is tidier than ever, but boy, getting there was everything I thought it could be and more. And in our new segment that we'll call Because Craig Complained About It. So I couldn't decide. I had I had today's cage, which I haven't got yet, but I will. I had I Am 40 and I had Kamala Khan, and I couldn't decide because I figured I had just about enough ISO and time that I would be able to get two of those easily, and we decided that I should go with Luke Cage and Kamala Khan. Nay, says this guy, you gotta dream big. So I immediately championed Kamala Khan and I Am 40. And then I immediately sold my championed two-star fishnets for all of the ISO and things. And then I promptly opened 250 covers from my one-star covers. So she is back up to 11 covers.
Nice.
And now I will finish doing this podcast, go get Cage, and champion him.
Beauty.
So then I will have really need to only champion... Well, and my champion, I mean, hopefully finish covering at some point in my life, Bullseye, and then I can really start to focus on bringing full 4 stars up to speed.
Nice. Love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, my vine is looking great. Everything went as according to plan, and then some. So yeah, I'm down to like 200 covers. I'll probably open a couple more tonight in hopes of getting that final, or the final two fishnet covers.
Sweet. All right, well, that was the vine brought to you by Raoul's Wild Kingdom. reward of the week. Did anybody get it? Well, it sounds like Ray had all kind of action this week. Ian's got all kind of action this week. I didn't open anything, so.
So,
I got.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just, it wasn't that exciting, but I got, out of those one star opens, I got an Iron Fist, a Squirrel Girl, and a Kamala Khan.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. I was gonna say, if I'm gonna get any, those ones were all useful.
Yeah, nice. So, this week was my birthday, and on my birthday.
Woo!
Marvel Puzzle Quest decided to give me something that I've been wanting for a long time. And
oh, snap!
It was not a red Captain Falcon. However, it was a yellow Kingpin.
Oh, snap!
So
really?
Yeah. So on my birthday, I got from the resupply, I got 25 command points, which I had like...
Yeah!
I had like 18. So that gave me two buys at the classic legendaries.
Right.
And the first one I got was a Bucky Barnes, which that's fine. Uh-huh. I have him at 002 now. But the second one was a yellow Kingpin, which was just incredibly exciting.
Yeah. And did you see what's coming down your resupply?
Yeah, another yellow Kingpin.
Holy smokes. That next time that Luke Cage steps up, Kingpin is going to wreck it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a good week. I also managed to get from a random, I forget which event it was, but a 2-star token from an event gave me a another red Hawk.
Ooh.
So I now have Red Hawk at 454, ready to be Ooh. Championed whenever I get another one. So
nice.
Yeah, fantastic week. I love getting 4 stars that I don't have to sell.
Yeah,
and can just plunk in.
Good times. Good times.
Oh,
I don't remember the words of that song.
No.
I don't know, but I'm leaving all that.
Something to something.
I think I'm leaving all that empty space in because it's just
good
weird.
Good times.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't sure where it was going. I thought he was singing the old McDonald's jingle. He was going to be like, "Good times, great taste."
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Right.
All right, let's open some tokens.
All right.
Brought to you still by this guy because nobody else has sponsored it yet. All right.
let me get to my token zone.
So I did complete the Crash of Titans, so I have a latest Legends
Ooh.
To open. I'm going to go ahead and do that. It is the oh-so-recently dead War Machine. So I got blue heat signature detection War Machine.
Speaking of which, Karen just got her first War Machine today and went, "What the hell is War Machine?"
that makes my Rhodey a 111.
Nice.
So he's in the poop house.
Still, it's evenly covered. I like that.
Yeah.
As you heard, I've been doing some champion help.
Making things champions.
Yes. I never mind. But anyway, I've got some latest legend token, so I'm going to open one. and reveal a 4-star. Ooh! Hulkbuster Overdrive.
Nice.
Man, did I fish that wish.
Hey, Ian, you needed some more of that.
I did. I heard from a really reliable source that I really, that's 2 wins in 2 weeks. I'm pumped.
Nice. So I have a latest Legends from I don't know. I stockpiled it a long time ago. So I'm going to open it. And it is a 4-star. Venom, Symbiotic Fury. I have no idea where my Venom is. I know he has not been leveled. So there you go. Oh, yay. Now he's at a 504 because that's what I like to do.
Good old Ray's filling in powers one at a time.
Yeah, not disproportionate like Ray's, but that was my 5th overdrive. So Iron Hulkbuster is now at a 252.
He's usable, though.
Yeah. Yeah, although he is. He might. That repulsor punch doing... Yeah, it's close. I tried it before. It's maybe.
Not quite. Not quite there.
Not quite. Hey, actually, he's okay. We'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
That overdrive is going to make it more powerful.
Yeah.
All right, absolutely. So that's Tokens of the Week brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. It's the soon-to-be-named podcast network, and we're a part of it, along with other great shows like The Long Box Heroes, The Fresh Road Parlance Show, Prodigal Sons, The Profane Arguments, Podvocacy, and The Prime Defective, all available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Wow, that seemed quick.
That did. Did you miss somebody?
Don't think so. I mentioned I forgot Long Box Heroes After Dark.
Okay.
But now they've been included. Let's see, Fresher in Parlance. So those are the only two non-P-named shows, and then I just said Puzzle Warriors, Prodigal Sons, Podvocacy, Prime Defective, Profane Arguments. I think that's it.
Yeah, maybe you just gotten so practiced at this, they're just
flying off the tongue. I didn't tell you who hosts every show. I didn't give you a little blurb about each show.
That's true.
I'll try to give you a little more details next week if you don't already know it.
All we know for sure is that Todd really likes Cinnabon.
Oh, back to that old yarn.
That's what I know.
Oh, always yucking it up, that Craig.
All right, that's enough of this. All right, that's what we got for this week. As always, thank you for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Any news, updates. Hey, there's a new feature on our webpage.
Oh, hey, there is.
What?
Ray, on the page where Ray made about all the powers of each of the characters, he's added a new section to try to translate the things that I like to rename back into what they actually are in the game.
Oh, okay.
So go check that out if you've forgotten what Click Click Boom was, or Neener Neener Neener, or sundry other things.
And if you hear something that you don't know that's not on the list, ask us, because it's not complete.
Right.
Right.
Work in progress.
A lot of them just come out, you know, fluidly as that character comes up, so can't remember them all off the top of my head. You can get the podcast, you can stream it there, you can get it on iTunes, you can get it on Stitcher, you can get it on Podomatic, anywhere you like to peruse your iTunes. You can leave us your iTunes, your podcasts. Long day.
You confused me for a second, but okay.
Yeah, confused myself. Any comments, suggestions, anger rants, whatever you got. You can leave those on our webpage using the Discuss feature, or you can post in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums, anywhere you find our show. Ray will look at all those things and bring them out of the mailbag for us later. If you like the show and you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. If you buy something from Amazon, we get some of those pennies. It doesn't cost you any extra. Or if you want to become one of our super favorite sponsor types, click on the patron link and go over to patreon.com and subscribe as a patron. They are our favorite peoples in the whole world.
You will rank among the echelon of such people as...
Jeff.
Oh, God, I'm so ill-prepared for this.
Sorry, we were trying to stall.
Oh, I was just going to stop at Jeff. Such people as Jeff and Jeff.
Nope, there's...
I know there's at least Perandiac. Two Jeffs.
Who apparently that is not how he pronounces his name, but I don't know how it is.
Oh, no, he pronounces it Perandiac.
Okay, there you go. I don't know. I don't know everyone's name. However, we do have a new one.
Oh.
Adam Gaver has joined as a patron. So
woohoo!
A big thank you to him. Josh Schnorr, Astro Monkey 9, FAHQ 1977, A whole bunch of $1. Oh, and Jason Jones as well. And a whole bunch of $1 sign up. Angel, Jason Jones, Yes the Ace, Jeff Bollier, Jeff Metzner, He's Gene Gixon, Screech, and a couple anonymous. So there you go.
Man.
It's huge.
Right, I forgot that Screech would shank us.
Yeah, we're just silly with Patreons.
That is crazy. All right, Ian, you gonna sing along with me here at the end?
I suppose. Let me fire up my banjo.
All right, so goodbye for now, kids. And remember, as always,
some folk will never eat a skunk, and then again, some folk will, like Cletus. Oops. I can't stop.
Like Ian, who ruined the jokel.
That's right. You brought it back around. It's hard to stop.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, that monkey is going to
Good night.
Bye, friends. Yeah, I really crapped the bed there at the end. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, what the heck?
I couldn't stop. Boy, were we out of tune. It was amazing. We were out of sync. We were out of tune. It was terrible.
I have no idea what you think.
Really? We reference it every time we talk about that character.
Yeah.
It's one of the few times Craig and I will sing along with a Craig song. Some folk will never eat a skunk, and then again some folk will, like Cletus the slack-jawed yokel.
That's me! Professor Frank, he'll make you laugh,
he'll make you think with a person, and
oh, that monkey's going to pay.
Glavin.